Since we covered the hand illustration in the group tape, perhaps the most valuable help to you would be some ideas on putting sections of the Word in your life through meditation. Some commonly expressed problems of Bible study leaders in general are these. 1, I have trouble applying the Scriptures to my life daily. 2, I can't seem to relate my personal experience to Scripture. 3, I would like to teach more effectively, but I have trouble making Scripture relevant to my group. 4, I try to memorize Scripture, but I have trouble remembering the verses. 5, I don't know how to have God's greatest promises, that is, peace, success, wisdom, joy and sorrow, courage and so forth, come true in my own life. These and other problems can be easily cleared up by learning to draw insights from protracted time before the Lord in the Scriptures. Seeing insights in Scripture will allow God's Word to sink more deeply into our minds, make it easier to memorize, more effectively apply, and more successfully teach. It will liven up personal quiet times as we begin to see just how relevant Scripture really is. Well, how do we draw insights from Scripture, you may ask? Or you may be asking a question beyond that. What do you mean by insight? A simple definition of insight would be a biblical fact with practical application. What should you look for? Probably the most common verses lending themselves to insights are the verses containing cause-effect sequences, if, then. These verses are conditional. That is, the result or effect depends on meeting the condition in the cause. Psalm 37:4 is a cause and effect sequence. It says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Another type of verse that insights may be drawn from contains promises, which I mentioned in the teacher's guide, or commands. John 15:17 says, this I command you, that you love one another. This is an example of a command. Here are some steps you could take in seeing insights in the Word. Step 1, determine what is the cause, that is, the conditions to be met, and what is the effect, that is, the thing that God will do. Write it out. An example for you is Psalm 37:4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. The cause in that verse is, delight thyself also in the Lord. The effect is, he will give thee the desires of thine heart. Step 2. Take the effect, that is, the thing that God will do, and turn it into a personal question that relates to your life. It would be easier for you to skip over any one of these steps, and this step is probably the easiest to skip over. But the more you do all four steps, the more you will see the significance of step 2. It is a very simple step, but does several things. Most especially, it begins the psychological process of internalizing, that is, seeing how important it is to me, the Word of God, and getting it into our lives. Let's stay with Psalm 37:4 for the example. The effect is, he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. The personal question could be, how can I have the desires of my heart? Step 3. Decide what the key word in the cause, that is, the condition to be met, is, and define it. Many verses will have more than one condition. In that case, choose the key word in each condition. This is visualizing what to do by expanding the meaning of the key words, even if the word is commonly used. The key word in the cause in Psalm 37:4 and the definition is delight. Define means allowing the Lord, Lord means boss, you remember, to be the focus of our greatest pleasure and extreme satisfaction and joy, and giving him thanks for all things. Step 4. Work out some way to make it true for you. Checking cross-references for the word delight, you will find that in Isaiah 58:13 and 14 is revealed a key way to delight thyself in the Lord. If you don't already have one, you might want to get a concordance such as Cruden's Popular Concordance, published by Zondervan. Here is an example of steps to help me delight myself in the Lord. Isaiah 58:13 and 14 says, if thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord. The Lord has spoken. Some steps you could take to do that are as follows. 1, plan your Sunday activities during the week before and write them down on paper. Your list might look like this. Personal Bible study, prayer, read some chapters in a missionary biography, attend Sunday school and church, and night worship. Second, purpose to keep from doing the following on Sunday, having my own fun, that is, focusing activities on myself rather than on the Lord, carrying on business, buying and selling, following my own desires and pleasure, talking idly. Thirdly, purpose to do the following on Sunday. Enjoy the day. Even though we may deny ourselves our own pleasure on Sunday, the day will be pleasurable if we focus it on Jesus Christ. Rather than complain, find things about what I am doing in which I can take real delight, and then tell someone about it. Have every activity be an honor to the Lord. Fourthly, after such a day, write out the true desires of your heart before God. You really will be surprised at how different this list of true desires will be from a list you might have made up before spending the day in study and meditation and prayer. In concluding, many problems of getting the Word of God into our daily lives and vice versa will clear up when a purposeful study is made to draw insights from the Word. By clearly seeing what God has actually intended our lives to be and the conditions for living that kind of a life, we can more readily obey in order to conform our lives to His plan. And after successfully applying the steps and experiencing the results, then we will have vital applications or information to give others. Teacher, a good illustration you might use with your class when you're talking about meditation is to take a ball of twine or yarn that you've prepared ahead by tying a dollar or $5 bill at the end of the string and then wrap it all into a ball. After talking about meditation, take out the ball of twine and begin to unwind it. You may have some of the group help you. Comment on the time this is taking, and you wonder about whether it's worthwhile. Then someone will eventually come to the money. Make the point that the time involved in unraveling God's truths make us rich in wisdom and understanding and changed lives.